Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Wayne in the building. Brad, what are we talking about today, fam?
Whoop, whoop. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to first start off by saying this is our first time that we actually had a schedule set in place, and I'm excited because this is the first week that I'm off of school, and we take that next step in our journey here. So we're going to talk about week one woes, and the reason we're talking about week one woes is because today is day one of our current summer 8-week challenge for E2M. So I got a quote here that's going to align with what we're going to talk about today. Don't allow your frustrations to guide you. The worst case scenarios inside your head are unlikely to be true. Be present in life in front of you. Don't allow your mind to take over anywhere but here. Just take it one moment at a time.
I love it. Let's talk about it. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your man for life, baby. What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Look at him. The boy is ready.
Man, I can't express how excited I am to have this locked in. And just, you know, I'm somebody that thrives on a schedule. So I'm just totally amped that we can get this in the books and just not have to worry about last minute filming or, hey, we got to get together at 9 p.m. I'm not a night owl. I'm an early bird. So it's exciting for me to just have this structure set in place and knock this thing out on a timeline. Basis.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it too, man. I love having things in place. You know, I can be a at the buzzard guy, but I prefer to blow the team out, man. You know,
amen.
That's my purpose, man. So, no, let this, and this is a really good topic for those that are new, because we expect new listeners, you know, new signups, new folks, people telling you about this podcast, man. Me and Brad, we come together to perform bad. Brad and Dwayne is the acronym, and we talk about Michael Jackson, the GOAT, who is also the Bad album, which also is like, ain't that the year you were born, B? Like,
yes, sir, 87 Bad album.
Yeah, man. So it all lines up, man. And we're just here, man. We're here to encourage you, motivate you, inspire you, and all the things, man. And I'm excited about this topic because, you know, just kind of kicking off a little bit, man. I remember my week one, day one. Like, I remember that feeling. I remember being in that trash bag and sliding around, sweating, and not being able to hold a plank, you know, for 20 seconds, not alone 60 seconds. I remember not being able to do a push up. I remember that day so well, bro. So this is timely. I'm gonna plug in a lot here because that day was monumental. And it wasn't, and not to jump ahead, but it wasn't what I went through. It's what I decided that day. Like that day, I made a decision. Like, even though this sucks, we're gonna keep going. But let's get into it, B.
Yeah, and to bounce off what you're saying, Dwayne, we all have these resolutions that we have to, at some point in our lives, make. And when we think resolution, we think New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. At any time in your life or at any time throughout the year, you can make a resolution. A resolution is a concrete decision. Like, I'm going to do this. I have a vision in my mind. I'm going to follow through no matter what happens, no matter what opposition I face in the next 8 weeks, in the next 16 weeks, in the next year, I'm going to follow through with this. And that's where a lot of people get lost, because you know, you're faced with the turbulences of life and you get frustrated. Don't allow frustration to guide your path. Dwayne, I remember my day one. That was back in 2018. I did that too. And you talk about the trash bag, man. We had the Walmart sweatsuits, man.
Yes.
As soon as you did a jumping jack, you ripped out of that sucker. Rip. Boom, bang, and whoa, there's rips all over that thing. And I got the large, and the large could have fit somebody that was like three times my size, man. The ranges on those things are funny, man. But I remember those days, man. But and you have to understand when you're doing something that is going to provide some kind of quality to your life, man, you're going to hit some rough patches. Oh, by golly, you're going to hit some rough patches and you're going to be frustrated, but don't allow that frustration to set in and take over that resolution that you made. Man, you have a vision in your mind of something that you want to accomplish. You have to follow through. Now, here's what I want to kind of touch on, Dwayne, is a mindset. Okay. Mm-hmm. In anything great that you do in your life, you have to have the right mindset. There's two things that I want to touch on with mindset. First thing is you have to have an open mind. Okay. Yes. In the fitness industry, there is so much saturation. Okay. It's hard to give your faith to a group of people that you don't know, let alone on social media. We're on Facebook. That's a hard thing to do, is just say, hey, I need this to save my life. Can you get me to a place where I'm going to be good in my health and my fitness? Can you do that for me? It's hard to give blind faith, okay, because of how saturated the fitness industry is, okay? I call this the flexed mindset. A lot of people have a fixed mindset of exactly what they need to do to get them the body or get them the results that they desire. There's a reason that you're listening to this podcast. You're not exactly where you want to be, or you have massive goals and you're trying to be inspired or whatever it may be. A lot of us have a fixed mindset. Oh, I'm going to go to the gym. On Mondays is my chest day. On Tuesdays is my back day. On Wednesdays is my leg day. Thursdays is my shoulder day. Fridays is my arm day. And I want the results that I see in a magazine or I see on TV. That's a fixed mindset. What you're not seeing behind the scenes is these people are pumping their bodies full of X, Y, and Z. They're also spending 2 and 3 hours in the gym. All right. Absolutely. To have a flexed mindset is to allow the ability for somebody else to guide you. All right. We've done 188,000 times. We've done this a time or two, haven't we, Dwayne?
We've done this a time or two, baby.
Okay, so you know, whether you're joining this next 8-week challenge, maybe today's your first day, and if it is, man, I'm excited for you, because 8 weeks from now, baby, we're gonna have this same conversation, and it's gonna be mind blowing. Oh my gosh, this is what I did in 8 weeks. Okay, but whatever you're doing today, or whatever you're wherever you're at in your life, go into today. Whether it be your first day of an 8-week challenge, or whether it's your 450th day on your job, or your 17th year of marriage, or whatever it is, go in with the right mindset and understand that there's always the ability to learn. There's always the ability to grow with whatever you're doing in your life. Sorry, Dwayne, I just cut you off there. And
no,
I went for
you're
it.
Good.
I shot the three.
Hey, you're good, man. No, that's spot on, man. You just said so much in that time frame, man, when it comes to, you know, mindset, man, because the fixed mindset, because, you know, I'm actively talking to somebody now about the program, and they are where I was before E2M. Like, they literally, you know, man, I found this workout, you know, I got this meal prep. I just started prepping my meals. I'm going to the gym, you know, I'm printing out my workout. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, listen, I was there, bro. I went to bodybuilder.com and found the shortcut to shred, or the shortcut to, you know what I mean? I went there, man.
Yeah, it's so funny because, yes, because you and I see the picture of the guy that's holding this plan. Oh, yes. I want to look like that guy. Yes. Monday's my chest day. Yes. I've been there. Yep.
Yes. We all been there. Print it out. Man, I used to print it out. I had me a little clipboard in the gym and the reps and the sets and watch all the videos, and it was free. And it was free because they wanted you to buy their supplements. That's what that was about. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I've been there, and I'm right. I know exactly where he is. And what E2M does is it speaks to that flex mindset. It allows you to open yourself up for coaching. You know, coach talk about being coachable, man. And, you know, I had got to the point where I was like, man, like I can't figure this out. Like, I think, you know, I do good for a while and I fall off. I do good for, I couldn't figure out what the main, and then when I found E2M, man, it was like, boom, like the way you see results rapidly, that in itself is going to pull you in.
Yeah.
And the community, and then the coaching, and then, you know, everything is just so packaged so well and structured so well. So if you're new here, which we welcome you, we want to remind you, you're in the right place, man. You have stepped over into that flex mindset where you are looking for help, and we're here to help you 1,000%. And you're going to see the results, man. You put in, you put the crazy thing about E2M, you put in 10%, man, we still gonna give you 20. Like the way this program works, you put in 20%, we're gonna double whatever you put in. Mm-hmm. Whatever you put in, you're gonna reap more than you would with any other program. And you mess around and put that 90 to 100 in, man, you'll be blown away, because mm-hmm. I'm blown away every day.
Yeah.
You know, that I put in that much effort into the program, man. But no, that is so dope. And I'm just I'm excited about, you know, newcomers, and I'm excited about OGs, man, that are ramping back up. You know, that is a common thread in our community, man. We have people that you know, just kind of fall by the wayside or get distracted or life happens. Mm-hmm. This episode is for you too, man. This is your chance to open that mind back up, get that flex mindset, come back to the fold and get back to work.
Yeah. And we have to understand that every day is an opportunity. So like you're saying with these OGs, like, hey man, you fell off, you've fallen by the wayside or whatever. You know, today's a brand new shiny, you know, you always talk about that energetic first day excitement, right? Well, today's that day. Today's that day. And that's one of the best things about E2M, because, you know, it's hard to sustain the longevity of fitness and health, but every 8 weeks you have a brand new opportunity to reinvent yourself and rediscover who that person that you were always destined to be. But one of the things I wanted to say is you touched on this, but what E2M does is it takes out all the guesswork. You were talking about bodybuilding.com. I've done that. I don't know how many times I get on there. I see it. I can't even think of any names right now, but I see somebody. I'm like, that's exactly. Boom. There you go. Perfect. 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 Okay. But you see him, right? And you see the workout. That's probably not what he does. And you also aren't getting the nutritional piece, which that nutritional piece, there's a lot of guessing that goes into it. Well, eat a high protein diet, eat a high carb diet, eat eggs every day or whatever it is. All these extremes. It's just about healthy fuel. It's about healthy fuel. But again, it comes all the way full circle back to that fixed versus flexed mindset. If you come into day one thinking that you can, you're right. If you go into day one thinking that you can't, you're also right. You have to stop. You have to have a hard stop in your life, and you got to believe in yourself. Okay. And you have to make your reason why. Oh, baby. You got to have a why. Mm-hmm. What's your reason why? And you have to allow that reason why to outweigh every excuse known to man. Now, a lot of us are like, my why is I want to get ready for summer break. My why is I want to get ready for that family reunion. My why is I want to get ready for spring break. That next big event. You want to know what you need to make your why? Your kids, your spouse, the longevity of your health. How about this? How about your life? Okay, because some people are fighting for their lives, and some people need this for their life. So don't create a why that's so small and petty of spring break or summer break or that next class reunion. Make it bigger than that. Okay, and just remind yourself that 20 years from now, you're going to thank whoever you are today. You're going to thank that person 20 years from now, 30 years from now. You're going to thank that person, because the person that you are today is putting in the investments, putting in the work for that product that's going to become in 10 years, 20 years, however long down the road.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And, you know, to kind of go back to Jim Stepani, reason why he's one of my favorites, because he was the guy that say, eat some candy after your workout to spike your blood sugar, you know.
Done it many times.
I had to throw that out there, man. Like, I used to buy, like, Pepsi sticks and everything. I was like, I got to get my blood sugar back up.
Skittles. But anyway.
right. But anyway, man, no, and it's so true, man. You know, that why has to be big enough, has to be strong enough. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when it is a vacation, when it is a weekend or whatever, you can talk yourself out of it. You can say, I'll just wear the little, I don't know what they call the thing that ladies put over their swimsuit. I'll just throw that on, you know. I don't feel like working out. I'll be fine. I'll just, you know, guys, I keep my t-shirt on this time. Maybe next year. You know, you always can find an excuse in a way out when your why isn't strong enough. You know, you can't say, I don't love my kids, you know, anymore. You know, you're not gonna say, you can't say that, man. You know, you always love your kids, and you can't say, I don't care, I'll die soon. Nobody's gonna say that, man. So when you make that why that much stronger, man, it continues to push you, continues to motivate you. And see, my why going into you know, I was 39, and my goal was to be fit by 40. Like, that was my goal. Like, I want to be fit by 40, because I remember when my dad and my mom turned 40, and you could have told, if you would have told me they were going to die the next day, like, I would have believed it, because the way they were acting, like, they was like, oh, over the hill, you know, everything falling apart. You know, people come to my dad's birthday party bringing, like, what do they call walkers and stuff, and he had over the hill, he had a black cake with a tombstone, like, yep. Like, you would have thought, you would, man, I'm like, shoot, 40, man, I'm fine in 40. I ain't no, you know what I mean? So that was kind of my why. And then also, you know, my dad, you know, I talk about him a lot, man. He's my superhero. The summer before I joined E2M, he actually had to have part of his foot amputated because of diabetes. And you know, and I was like, man, like, I'm headed in that same direction if I don't change, if I don't do something different. You know, and so I'm already scared of needles. Like, I couldn't imagine having to stick myself every day. Like, that's motivation to me, man. Mm-hmm. But no, and that just kind of, it brings it all together, man, by having a strong enough why, man. Seeing my superhero go through that, and then, you know, seeing I'm on that same path, and say, like, okay, I can't go that route. I have to do something different, man. So the why has to be strong enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about your dad with the over the hill 40 thing, dude. I remember when my dad got the coffee cup over the hill. And, yeah. You know, and I'm creeping up on that 40 burger right now, and I'm creeping up on that. And by no means do I feel like 40 is like over the hill. By no means, and I'm not there. I'm still four years away, and you're there. And you know, most of our staff is 40 plus, or right around that 40 number. And it's just completely different, again, mindset, because Matt, I feel like 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, if you were 40, yeah, you were over the hill. And the reason is because it boils down to what we were putting in our bodies 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Man, you get the TV dinner, you get the tray, you set it on the tray, and that's what you're eating. You're eating the old pot roast every night with the potatoes, all these hearty meals. And then, man, you get to 40 years old, baby. Guess what, man? Yeah, 40 may be over the hill, but in today's day and age, we have so much knowledge and so much information that is going to set you up for staying playing field and not getting over that hill when you hit 40 years old. But you know, you come.
No, that's so real.
Yeah, man, it's wild, and a lot of times. You know, when you're talking about a challenge, when you're talking about an 8-week challenge, what happens is if it's your first day, we blind ourselves. We intentionally blind ourselves by what was. And it prevents us, it sort of prevents us from discovering what can be. We lock ourselves down to what we've always known. Pixie sticks. I'm a Skittle guy. Hey, I don't know if it was the guy that you're talking about, but I read the same exact thing. So every day I'd get done with the gym, protein shake, half a bag of Skittles every single workout. And that's what is that doing for your body, man? They're making Skittles in some factory right now, and they're pumping it full of crap. Plus the sugar, you know, and that's what we're putting in our bodies because some guy on the internet told us. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just some guy on the internet telling you to do something, but we've also already done this 188,000 times. So this is your chance to allow me to guide you. Allow us to guide you. All right. This is going to be a frustrating week. And if we tell you something like drink a gallon of water, baby, we haven't done this 25 times. We haven't done this 125 times. We haven't done this 125,000 times. We've done this 188,000 times. It's going to be a frustrating week. Whatever we encourage you to do, or whatever we recommend that you do, all right, whether you're a seasoned OG or you're brand new to this program, all right, be tough, and allow us to guide you to that person that you're always dreaming of becoming. Allow us to do that. Don't dip your toes in. Jump all in. Go all in. All right. It's time to be totally invested in the person that you want to be.
Perfect. Bro, that's the closer right there.
Boom.
That's the closer right there, man. That's it. Funk Flex, bombs going off. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. All right, man. Well, let's transition. Who is it on this week? Like,
we skipped it last week. Yeah, so it's all you. I got one if you need me. I got one if you need me out of the bullpen.
Okay. I think I got one. We're going to keep it going. So let's get into it.
Yes, sir.
All right, this is the Do You Know segment of the podcast. If you're new, again, because we assume you're new, our fearless leader, Jeff Witherspoon, has a quote from a very famous movie, Shrek, when the gingerbread man is getting interrogated. It is a portion of it when he says, "Do you know?" And so we kind of ran with that little piece. And what we do in this segment is we share something that you may not know about me or Brad. And so this week is on me. And my do you know is because a lot of you do know I'm from Turkey, North Carolina, which is a very small town. But did you know that I used to crop tobacco, put it on the stick, hang it, and take it to the market after it was dry? Like my parents had a lot of tobacco fields, and so I spent many summers in the tobacco field. Started out driving the tractor at 7. Yeah, driving the tractor at 7. At 8 and 9, I was actually pulling the leaves off, putting it into the trailer. And 10, 11, 12, there's this big empty barn that you hang the tobacco in, people hand it up, so you have to hang it on these rails, and then you turn these burners on so that it dries out. And so I did the hanging, man. So most of my childhood was spent in the tobacco field, and there was these worms called tobacco worms, about this big, about this thick. And if you saw a tobacco worm, you have to pull it off and break it in half. That's something you also have to do. So yeah, I spent a lot of summers in the tobacco field as a tractor driver, cropper, and then later graduate to be a hanger. And wow. And it was for my parents, so there was no money involved. We paid the neighborhood. Like, everybody that helped us got paid. I did not, because it was for my parents. And one of my favorite memories is always at the end of the day, you'll get a glass bottle of Coke and what we call a nab, which is like crackers and peanut butter. Like, that was the highlight, man. Like, that was the highlight of the day, is you get those two items at the end of the day. Somebody that's from the country that know what I'm talking about, drop it in the comments, man. Drop it in the comments. If you're from the country, you know anything about tobacco fields and all that stuff, man. So that's the did you know for this week, man. What you think, B?
I love that, man. And you know, we've talked about this before. You and I have so much in common. I just love the fact that you were up on the old John Deere. Maybe it wasn't John Deere.
International.
Oh, okay, International Harvester.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I it's so weird because, you know, we connect on a lot of levels, but just every day I find something else more about you, and I just imagine myself, okay, 20 years ago, I was doing the same thing at my grandparents' farm. I was driving the tractor. I was out there on my knees, you know, digging in the dirt, but, you know, we were doing corn and vegetables, but you know, same thing, man. So yeah. And that's a grueling job. That's a grueling job. And I remember, man, like I got paid farmer's wages. They ain't what you're making on Wall Street. You ain't making what you're making on Wall Street out in the fields, baby. And it's probably twice the work, man.
You ain't making that at McDonald's. McDonald's would beat out farmers' wages.
It's grueling, man.
Very, very fond memory, man. You know, just a lot of things, man. Work ethic, community, you know, everybody. And, you know, another thing I always loved was playing basketball when it was all done, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood that helped out, we would do that as well. So we didn't do this, but we at the beginning of the show, we'll do it at the end of the show as we close out. I'm going to grab a quick comment. Let's see here. So this person's, like, their literal at is like user-RG8XN7 OM61. Yeah. But this young lady says, love your enthusiasm and positivity on our last episode. So thank you so much. Make sure you guys continue to share and comment on our stuff. We appreciate y'all. I see Beth left quite a few comments. Shout out to Beth. Always loving and supporting. Oh, yeah, man. Beth is quite a few comments. I mean, she even one comment said Oreos. That's all she said. Like, you know, I love Oreos. So, all right, y'all, man. We appreciate y'all, man, listening to the Bad Podcast. Make sure you share this podcast. Share it in your notes. Tag us. Let friends know. Let people know what we're doing over here, man. We're super excited. Can't wait to bring you some in-person content. Me and Brad are going to be in the same location very soon, and that's going to be some really good content. We may extend it, maybe a longer episode. We just chop it up. Super excited about that and just excited about a lot of things that we got coming. And, man, till next time, y'all, we are out of here.